And now, this podcast proudly presents Misters of the Air.
Mama's got a big old possum in the pot tonight. Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Before I go, I just want to tell y'all, I got this here letter the other day telling me I've been called into service for my country. I'm gonna be a dang old bomber pilot, man. See y'all again after the war. Life sure is crazy, man. One morning, I'm standing on the back of a flatbed singing to the girls at the county fair. And the next day, I'm a captain in the U.S. Air Force. All in about a week. And now here I am in a blue suede flight suit on a cold and gray Chicago morn in swinging old England, meeting my crew for the first time. Good morning, men.
Hello.
Good morning. Hi,
pleased
sir.
To meet you, Captain.
Whoa, back away. Stay off of my blue suede suit. So, what are your boys' names? Who am I flying with?
I am your co-pilot, Emilio Earhart.
I'm your navigator, Ron Denver.
I'm your radio man, Cubby Holly.
I'm your gunner.
What's your name, son?
Lonnie Skinner.
Earhart, Denver, Holly, and Skinner. I can't think of four men I'd rather be in an airplane with. When you got a team like this, we're going to be invincible, baby. Whoa, look out. This one's coming in mighty low. Like I said, invincible. Let's go get our orders from the colonel, fellas.
All right. Settle down. Good morning, men.
Good morning, sir.
As you know, an army runs on its stomach. So today, we're going to hit the hunt right in the old breadbasket. Your target is this. Little Dietrich, Germany's biggest strudel factory.
Oh, yes, sounds good.
Yes. Now, to get there, you fly east over the channel to Rammstein, take a right at Mummenschanz, and follow the Autobahn up to the Kraftwerks. When you see the 99 Luftballons, that's when you drop your payload. Now, here's the weather major with the forecast.
Today we're expecting high clouds on takeoff. There'll be some fog over the channel, and look for partly cloudy skies once you hit the mainland.
Thanks a lot, Major.
I'll be back with the 5-day forecast later in the briefing.
The Padre here will now offer a prayer. Padre?
Bless these plains, bless the skies, save the asses of our guys.
Amen.
All right, you're dismissed. Last one back has latrine duty.
Come on, men. Let's head to the mess hall and grab some chow before we fly. Fried peanut butter and nanner sandwiches on me.
We'll be back with part two of Misters of the Air after this.
Are you tired of your job? Tired of the old routine? Tired of the same office? Are you just plain tired? Have we got a job for you? The FAA is now hiring air traffic controllers. There's no better place to catch those extra 40 winks than an airport control tower. Some people just dream of being an air traffic controller. Air traffic controllers dream while they're being an air traffic controller. When planes are soaring, you'll be snoring. Call 1-800-NARCOLEPSY right now and apply to be an air traffic controller. Have your identification and sleep number handy. Hurry, if you snooze, you lose.
Now, Misters of the Air, Part 2. This is the exciting part.
Well, we had the orders. We were set to turn Germany's biggest strudel factory into a pile of crumb cake. My crew and I reconnoitered out at the B-17, which we had nicknamed the Lisa Marie. This mission sounds like a real harem scarum, boys. Is everyone here? Earhart?
Here, Capitan.
Holly?
Right here.
Denver?
Hi, Calypso.
Skinner?
Ready to go where the skies are blue, sir.
All right, now listen up. If y'all want to come out of this in one piece, we all got to work together, sort of like a pit crew. Like that time I was in that car race.
Or the motorcycle race.
Or the motorcycle race.
Or the boat race.
Or the boat race, yeah.
Or another car race.
Or another car race. It was different somehow. Look, I tell you, with you boys, I feel safer than I do with my own mama.
How is your mama, Captain?
She died tragically young, Cubby. Okay now, let's all pile on the Lisa Marie here and... Whoa, look at her! Heads up! Whew, well, that was close. All right, let's get on board and give them jurors some double trouble. What do you say, fellas?
Oh, boy!
Yeah, let's go! Here we go.
Control, this is Lisa Marie 1. We are ready to go.
Lisa Marie 1, you are cleared for takeoff. Godspeed, Pills.
All right, thank you, Tower. Well, it's one for the money. Two for the show. Well, it's three to get ready. Let's go, Cats, go! We weren't in the air very long before we started seeing some action. Skinner, this is the captain. We're at 10,000 feet, and we're starting to get some flak up here. What should we ought to do?
Go up to 10,001 feet, at least.
Good thinking, Skinner. Earhart, is that an enemy plane I see over yonder?
What? That Fokker?
Yeah, is that a fucking enemy plane?
It looks like a Messerschmitt out there, El Capitan.
Yeah, it's a Messerschmitt, all right. From all the flak. Uh-oh, looks like we've been spotted. This here's the captain. We're about to have some fun in Acapulco, boys. Let's let them know we're here, Skinner.
Go get them on the flyby.
I think you gotta actually pull the trigger there, Skinner.
Hello, American, are you ready for a little folk dance? Because we are going to knock the folk out of you today. How about some music?
Oh no, boys, we're up against Germany's famous Lederhosen Squadron. They got a weird nickname. They call themselves the Flying Leather Pants.
Ay, Dios mio, it looks like we got the whole Luftwaffe up here, Capitan.
I ate Luftwaffes for breakfast, Earhart. Fellas, it's time we start taking care of business. Holly, how long we got?
Oh, boy! 2 minutes to target, Captain!
We are going to light you up like a Yankee candle!
How about a little less conversation and a little more action? Give them the old Saturday night special, Skinner.
Got more company, Captain. There's one at 1 o'clock, there's two more at 2 o'clock, and there's three more at 3 o'clock.
Let's hope we can get the hell out of here before midnight. Holly, how long until target?
1 minute, Captain.
You ain't nothing but a train horn, Yankee.
Whoa, what was that?
We're hit in the side. Looks like a piece of shrapnel.
Oh, man, hit with a hunk of burning shrapnel.
The left engine is damaged. We're losing fuel. Oil pressure dropping. Elevators aren't responding. And my coffee is muy frío.
We're directly over the strudel works, Captain.
All right, what do you say we drop them bombs, Skinner? It's now or never, Skinner.
Oh, wait a minute, Captain. You'll never believe this. The side door just blew off and all the bombs got sucked out. Along with my shirt.
God bless these Boeing airplanes, hey boys?
The bombs hit the target, sir. That strudel is toast.
Mission accomplished, boys. A new Cadillac for everybody. I'll bet I get a commendation from the president for this. What the devil in disguise is a Japanese plane doing over here? Oh no, it's a Shogunner. Japanese behind us, and Germany's in front of us.
We are surrounded. The cheetahs hit the fan.
We ain't lit yet, fellas. I got a plan. Holly, give me an open radio channel. All frequencies.
All frequencies, Captain. Everyone can hear you.
This is the Lisa Marie 1 to Tower. We've been in quite a roustabout out here, and we got hit bad. A real showstopper. Tower, it looks like me and the boys are booked into that big old casino in the sky. I want you to make sure you tell Sonny and Billy and Red that I love them. Now you tell them that. And now, the end is near. As we face the final curtain, it looks like the Lisa Marie 1 has left the building.
Okay, Earhart, put us in a tailspin and drop us down into that big bank of clouds down there.
Bank of clouds. Si, Señor Captain. Okay, and now what?
Turn up the radio and let's give a listen.
This is Lederhosen 1 to Red Zero. I think we got him. Why don't you come back to the base with me? I know a good spot that serves a German-Japanese fusion. Sauerkraut und Sushi.
Dios mio! They think we are muerte. What a move, Capitan.
Who'd ever thought that faking your own death would fool everyone?
You'd be surprised, Earhart. You'd be surprised. And so, tired, shot up, we made our way back to base, looking like a flying piece of Swiss cheese. Swiss cheese. We did our debriefing, dropped the plane off at Mako for some bodywork, and celebrated with a clam bake on the beach with girls, girls, girls. After the war, we all went our separate ways. Emilio Earhart, Cubby Hawley, Ron Denver, and Lonnie Skinnard. But they're always on my mind. I'm sure they all kept a flying and had good long lives. As for me, I'm just going to go back to Mississippi and have a nice quiet life. Away from all the... Whoa, look out! Well, now I'm hungry for some sauerkraut and sushi.
And that, my friends, is our spoof on the excellent Apple Plus TV show Masters of the Air. Next time on Spoof, we're going to have another adventure of our ongoing series, Starship Winkler. In this one, the captain will be attempting to beam down, and of course, trouble ensues. Here's a clip of what's coming up.
Well, I'm ready to beam down, Mickey.
But Sharon, you need to finish that grape slushy before I let you through.
What?
No food or drinks beyond this pint.
But I paid $6 for this. Why do you even sell them if you won't let them through?
Drink it? Or toss it.
Come on, who's the jerk holding up the line?
Hey, that's Captain Jerk to you, Missy.
Wait a minute, Mickey. I have an idea. What if you beam me down, then beam the grape slushy into my stomach?
Say, not bad.
All right, let's do it.
That's Starship Winkler next time on Spoof. If you haven't yet, please check out some of our past spoofs. They're pretty funny. And please tell your friends about us. Follow us on Spotify Podcast, iHeart Podcast, Instagram, Facebook, and of course, bookmark our homepage, spoofpodcast.com. Thank you for listening. Take us out, boys.